Whoa, that ball is out of here!
And coming right for us! I caught it. And I earned 3% back when I bought this glove online with my Bank of America customized cash rewards card.
Be your own hero. Earn 3% back in the category of your choice, including online shopping, with the Bank of America customized cash rewards card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/customizedcash. What would you like the power to do?
Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Before we get to what you need to know, Funchy, what I need to know is, are we off at 7 today, or is there an Angels game
off
today?
At 7.
Really?
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, Angels already played earlier today.
I already made plans at 6:38, so.
All right, boys, have a good show.
Me and DeAndre are going to have a show for 20 minutes.
That's right.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
Right. What do you got, Funchy?
All right, guys, a couple things from Nike. Some good news and bad news. Good news is prices have been high lately for sneakers, so they're going to introduce a new lineup of footwear priced below $100.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah. I don't know what kind of, you know, if it's basketball shoes or running shoes or what, but they're going to be under $100. You know, it's kind of good because there's a lot of shoes out there over $200 and stuff like that.
I know, it's expensive, man.
Yeah. Over $200 for shoes?
Yeah, man. Some Jordans or something, man. Yeah.
Nah, I don't buy those.
They're definitely going to be running shoes.
Well, running shoes are expensive. They're about $180, yeah. The good ones.
Yeah.
Monarchs.
Monarchs are like $50, huh?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Also, the bad news is that they're not going to be working on any self-lacing shoes anymore. Remember that self-lacing shoe that they had back in the day? Also with the Back to the Future shoe
shoe.
But they also had shoes that self-lace with an app, and they're going to shut down the app. So I don't know how you're going to be able to lace those shoes that you have. That,
oh my God, that is weird.
Yeah, so it's going to be completely gone by the end of August.
So if I want to tie my shoes, I need an app?
Yeah, yeah, a Nike
app.
That's
too much for me.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And they're going to shut down the app, so I don't know how you're going to tie your shoes.
You're going to have to get rid of those shoes
now. Give me Velcro. What kind of shoes are self-tying?
They're called the Nike Adapt. They're running shoes. They also had basketball shoes as well that you know, you had to have an app to tie it or to unloose it or whatever. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
But if your phone dies, you can't tie your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, without the app, you can't tie your shoes. So I don't know what you're going to do. Got to sell them.
Here's another what you need to know. Did you guys watch, obviously growing up, you watched Superman, right, with Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, DeAndre, you didn't, I'm guessing, because you're definitely too young to have seen those movies.
He's
right?
The one who said yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen the Christopher Reeve ones?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good for you. So his son, Will Reeve, is, you know, he works for us, Disney. He works at ABC. He's like a Good Morning America correspondent.
Looks just
That's
like him,
his
too.
Son?
Yeah. He looks just like him, too.
He can't
see
it.
Yeah, he does. He does. He worked at ESPN. I worked with him briefly in Bristol when I used to do a bunch of those talk shows back in the day, like First Take and Numbers Never Lie and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I ran into him again recently because he was at the finals. He was covering it for GMA. And he was with us at one of the PJ dinners one night, and we we reestablished kind of a relationship, right? Because not a friendship, because I'm not like friends with the guy, but and he's super nice, like an incredibly kind dude. So he's gonna play a real life reporter in and make a cameo in the new Superman that's coming up.
No way.
Yeah,
that's
so cool. That's kind of cool. I thought,
dude, he's only 32 and he's on Good Morning America.
He's a stud though, dude. Like, yeah. He's like got the looks. He's a really good broadcaster. Like, yeah,
he looks just like his dad too.
Yeah.
Like,
he looks just
literally
like his
dad.
I never made the connection. Seriously, because you know when you're watching Good Morning America, it's usually on the background and just kind of
yeah.
Like my good friend Mireya Villarreal. Actually, I'm gonna introduce her next week, George, at NAHJ.
Okay.
She's awesome. She's also on Good Morning America. So I've watched that and I see her, or there's sometimes I never made the connection that's him. He's a big dude, huh?
He's a big, yeah. I mean, his dad was a big dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, he was Superman, for God's sake.
So he's going to be a TV reporter. That's what I want to do with my next life. I just want to be a TV reporter.
Well, he's an actual TV reporter, but he plays one. He's also going to play one in the series that his dad started.
No, I want to be one of the actor TV reporters. Right.
Well, Ramona tried to put me in Clipped, but only Plaschke got picked.
I know, but we want
Plaschke.
That's cool, but we want to do movies, George. We want the big residuals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We love Hulu. We love, but we want big time. We want to. Yeah.
But she did call me to tell me, like, she had me. She told the producers, like, if you need a guy, here's a guy.
So only one reporter got picked?
Yeah, Plaschke was the only one.
Man.
I mean, Ramona's in one of those scenes.
So she put herself in smart.
Well, yeah, I would put myself in. But she didn't have a speaking line, she said, and I saw it. It was just kind of her smiling at a comment that Doc Rivers or somebody made or something like that.
Like Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, it's just a quick cameo.
I want to be one of those, like, oh, today, here's a storm. Humberto Durán González de la Rosa. I want to be that over-the-top reporter, like in movie, like the character from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Like that. Funny. Like, you go and you hook up your friends. Like, Martin Scorsese, his mom was always in different kind of movies.
Oh, yeah. She's in Goodfellas.
Yeah, so the scene where Joe Pesci and they just kill somebody.
They're laughing about the painting and eating the meal at night.
That's after his mom.
Yeah.
And she ad-libbed all that. So she was just like the good Italian mom, just, when are you going to settle down? I settle down every night, Mom.
That's wild, man. That's wild. Almost as wild as Buddy Hield turning down the Lakers because he says he has a better chance of winning with the Warriors than the Lakers.
Did he say better chance of winning?
Yes.
Like,
that was
those
the quote
were the
I saw.
Man.
That's the quote, right? That was Shams Charania put it out there.
It's one thing, you know, it's a better opportunity, better fit. But when you say the better chance of winning, that's just like that little dagger to you. Right? Like,
I mean, DeAndre had a shake in my head in the group chat when we when I sent that.
See, the shake in my head was more towards like, you know, like towards the Lakers. Like, man, like this guy.
Towards the Lakers?
Yeah, I mean, like if Buddy Hield's saying that I got to go, I'm going to the Warriors because I feel like I'm going to have a better chance of winning over there. It's like,
Yeah, and also, Bahamian guy saying no to the Lakers. Michael,
that's two Bahamian guys.
0-2, Michael. See, Michael became a
Michael's
citizen
fault.
And lost his Bahamian connection, bro.
That's it. The Bahamian guys don't want to play for the Lakers.
And Buddy Hield, I remember when Buddy was a rookie, he came up to Michael, made a big deal about introducing himself to Michael. Well, he knew him, but, hey, Michael, how you doing over there at then Staples Center? And Michael can't get into the Lakers.
Yeah.
But to winning. Like, that's the one that hurts.
I mean, here's what Shams said. Hield chose the Warriors because of the opportunity to win over the other interested suitors, including the Detroit Pistons, obviously, and the Los Angeles Lakers. So, there you go.
Damn. In other words, Sacramento.
I will say this. Buddy Hield was not that good last
night.
No.
But
Buddy Hield is one of those guys that I could see having like a down year last year, and then all of a sudden bouncing back and having a good year.
Wasn't he hurt a lot last year? Or you didn't really see him, right?
Maybe. Yeah, he just defensively has struggled. Yeah. You know.
Well, then he's perfect for the Lakers.
No, it's not perfect for the Lakers.
Good fit. It's a good fit.
They need defense.
Buddy's also, he's that name, right? So when you're running out of free agency names, he's towards the bottom of the quote-unquote bigger names, right, that are available.
Right. Yeah.
And then I don't know. I guess just the part about saying a better chance to win.
No, that has to be like, wait, what?
Yeah. If he would just
And by the way, it's not like, I mean, the Lakers were better than the Warriors last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, if you would have just been like, you know, it's a better fit for me. I like the situation. I know Mike Brown, whatever. But better chance to win. Like, because the team in purple and gold is not going to win. A team that we're going to be in the same conference as we're going to be playing against them. And I feel better over here. Again, we're making a big deal about Buddy Hield, but you're losing out on everybody.
But it's just, this is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday after 4th of July. And
Buddy Hield's like, nah, I'd rather just go to the Bay.
Yep. George, I sent you that picture, right? You see it? The one I texted you?
Of you and your boys.
My homies, Those were the dudes who were just ripping my ear for about an hour about everything Lakers, how it's not the way it used to be. They need to do better. And like, I'll tell you, in the streets, people were mad at Pelinka and what the Lakers are doing or lack thereof, man.
I don't believe he's saying. I don't think it's true that he thinks that the Warriors win more games than Lakers. There's more opportunity to win. I feel like it's more of just the style of offense they have because he's a 3-point shooter.
Oh yeah, I mean,
the fit for him is better.
Like you say, he should have said it that way. Like the fit for me is better. Like winning, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but then that's not good for us on the radio.
Either way, it's not great.
But even the fact that it even crosses your mind in that area, that's the better fit for you. That's the better situation for you. Again, like George said, that's where we're at.
Well, I want to take a quick break here early because I want to get into just kind of the West in general because I think that there's movement in the West that I don't know how well it all bodes for the Lakers. Now, some of it has been good for the Lakers, but not all of it. So I want to kind of, there is some. I mean, Paul George left the Clippers. That's not like a small thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, you know, so I do think there's some of that. So, but real quick, let me tell you about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone, all right? If you're a parent, okay, I know it's hard to get your kids to go to the dentist, okay? Trust me, I got two of them, okay? But Not only is it challenging to choose a dentist because your kid doesn't want to go to the dentist because they don't think of fun being part of going to the dentist, but then you have to like get them actually there. You know what I mean? Like, because it's a part of life. Like, you have to get your teeth fixed and get them done and make sure they're clean and all that stuff. So when they're little, it's, you got to entice them. But I've got the place for you, man. Children's Dental Fun Zone has fun in the name for a reason. Because the second these kids walk through those doors, they're going to be like, holy moly, mom, where did you take me? Or holy moly, dad, where did you bring me? Because it's going to be like you walked into a cartoon. They've got 17 locations across the Southland, okay? They got you covered in LA County. They got you covered in Orange County. And they got you covered in the IE. They specialize in children's dentistry and orthodontics at Children's Dental Fun Zone with state-of-the-art equipment and personal attention your kids deserve. But here's how they put fun in the name. At Children's Dental Fun Zone, at every station, they offer movies for your kids so they can pick and choose whatever movie they want to watch, whatever cartoon they want to watch, whatever they want to watch. They got their own personal screen. They've got that. They got iPads for the kids while you're there, toys for the kids in the waiting area. And again, they're going to tell you, mom, dad, when are we coming back to the dentist? You're going to freak out. You're not going to believe it, but I'm telling you it's true. The other thing you need to believe is they'll take care of you in this regard where they accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. So to book your child's next appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, visit their website, cdfzone.com. That's cdfzone.com, or call them at 800-717-KIDS. That's 800-717-KIDS.
Real quick, what's the easiest choice you can make? Window seat over middle? Beach vacation over camping? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Are you ready to build your company's dream team? Just like in sports, finding skilled players is essential for success. With Robert Half's winning combination of specialized recruiting professionals and award-winning AI, we'll help you find the MVPs and key role players who will have you hanging banners in the rafters. Because in business, it's all about having the experienced team on your side. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Come on. X.
DeAndre. Just because you got the brains, huh? Just because you got the brains,
X. 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 It was a great, great video. Do you remember the video of this song?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just doing the X?
Uh-huh. I'm about to go watch Pit My Ride right now.
One of my old producers, Marcel Hall, was in Pit My Ride once.
No, they hooked up Marcel?
Yeah.
Oh, they used to have the best thing. You bring your little hoopty, next thing you know, you have like a fish tank in the trunk, a barbecue grill, some flames.
If he's listening right now, I bet you he can find it on YouTube and send it to me. But yeah, he was on. I remember. He told me the story. It's funny.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Zippy was jacked too, man.
Song, yeah, he was jacked. Big time. Hey, by the way, All-Star Friday night is coming up.
Yeah.
Basically, Ireland somehow was able to get DeMarco to play for Laura.
All of a sudden. Laura last week was like, I'm playing. Laura, you just had knee surgery. I'm ready. We can get DeMarco. Oh, my knee hurts.
So wait a minute. DeMarco's playing now?
He's on their team.
Oh.
All of a sudden.
It's okay to make a little bit of roster improvements and make a little bit of trades, and you know.
Well, you say that because you're on that team.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We're not worried about you.
Okay.
Because you told them today that you don't know how to catch.
Okay, but I can hit, though.
This boy can't hit.
This boy can't hit.
And you can.
It's softball, bro. This ain't nobody throwing no curveball at you. You know what I'm saying?
Might as well be. But there's a ball. Can you catch, DeAndre?
We'll see.
Do you have a glove?
I do have a glove.
Okay. We got the reason I'm at, that way you don't get hurt.
But here's the thing, DeAndre. If you can't catch for real, like there's nowhere they can really hide you other than catcher in softball. Because everywhere you're live. Like I'll tell you this. Like last year I was pissed because I am a second baseman by like that's what I like.
Because he's
to
Cuban.
Play.
They play second base.
And then I believe one of the Kamineckis that we had wasn't doing a good job catching in the outfield, and they were like, And I don't remember, it was Clinton Yates or somebody was like, yo, you got to play the outfield. I'm like, no, bro, I don't know how to judge the ball in the outfield.
Yes, exactly. You're not wrong about that. No, I can't.
And it's
it.
That. It's not that I can't catch it. I can't judge it the same way. Because the ball comes to second base, it's coming quick. Like, I have to identify it very quickly.
You can move.
Right, but when the ball's hit in the air, like you got to judge perception in a different way.
Your
like
eyes are bouncing up and down. You're running.
Right, but if you're at second base, that ball's coming flying at you more than likely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to react quick. There's a different skill set. So like I'm telling you, if you can't catch at all, you need to catch in that scenario.
That's fine
or
with me.
Or maybe they have a DH. I don't know. Maybe Ooh. They allow that.
No, Ooh. No, you're athletic. They're gonna try to put you in the outfield. You just run out there. Take care.
See, like, so I can utilize my speed too. So.
Yeah. Okay. But then hit your glove, then it falls off.
Right. But then they're going to blame you when if that happens.
And then Mason's going to.
Nah,
he's going to call off for 2 more weeks. He's we got to work you out, man. Because I got Funchy's, lean, mean, softball machine.
So, Funchy, we know that you're working out your training with him. And we talked about this during crosstalk, but you never talked about his hitting.
Okay. So we did hit. So I didn't realize that Funchy had never actually played. So
never played at all.
No, until
at any level. Not even like a beer league.
No, not even
in PE. He never played.
No way.
I think I played in PE, but I mean, like, come on.
But yeah, no, he still
get out of here.
So I gave him the bat. We hit against the fence a little bit, and I explained to him in softball.
A little fungo.
Little pepper, bro. Yeah. We had it. Yeah. So then I explained to him, wait for the pitch to come down. So I showed him where to stand in the box, how to do things, not pretending. Don't think it's a piñata. And Funch went from missing to just smacking liners, man.
That's right.
Funchy, all you got to do is just hit him out, man. Just hit him straight. Don't try to hit a home run. Like, it ain't for everybody. I never do that. I always just swing for contact. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we want. We don't want him to be
embarrassed. The ball goes where it may. I mean, hell, one time I hit it straight at Sliwa. I almost crushed his head and he caught the ball. And then I broke the bat afterwards.
Yeah, so I'm a good coach. I'm right, Funch?
Really good coach.
Yeah, I'm
really
good
coach. Beto is a good coach.
George and I, we took ground balls last year too. So right. Funch, I really broke him down from the get-go, explained him the count, where to stand. DeAndre, I'll do this for you next week too if I have some time. But we figured it out, and George, we did a simulated game. I'm like, Funch, 2-1 count, here you go. And he would like lay off, right? All right, 3-2 count now, Funch. What are we doing? Funch was smacked. So Funch is going to be, I harass him a lot. I pick on him a lot. But he's going to be the surprise pick this year.
Y'all sent him close to the wall.
Yeah,
that's right.
He legit was hitting it. He hit one back up the middle. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Look at this
guy. There you go.
So DeAndre, if I get him like that, I get you ready to go. And you've played, though. You played with Parker, right?
Oh, let's say I attempted to play, yeah.
Okay, what's the controversy? How could people want Parker to play?
How come he's not playing?
Well, because he has to work. He's part of the social media
team. He's on the working team, yeah.
Yeah, DeAndre's part of the show, so that's why he gets elevated.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, because he hosts the Blue Review with Corporate Greg.
Well, that's true. He does host the Blue Review.
He don't host. He's part of it.
That should give him some leeway. Or at least they could have gotten him on a roster if they needed him.
Yeah, nice. But no. So you guys got DeMarco. That's good, though. So it's going to be a little bit boring.
Well, wait a minute. If they're getting DeMarco, maybe we should get Parker.
Why?
Well, how is that?
Why? We don't need anybody. We got you.
Okay, all right.
We got Funch.
They're getting one more guy. That's why.
Have some confidence, bro. Right. Have some confidence.
And also, DeAndre, before the game, make sure you stop by my tailgate, sponsored by Northgate Market.
Oh, no. I'm not going to.
No, don't stop by.
No. He has to stop by. We can practice catching and hitting out there by the truck.
There you go.
But see, I'm coming here though to work for a little bit. So
that's right. You're a working man.
That's right.
Oh, then don't stop by the tailgate. It'll be fun. So next Friday, West Covina, show up. Travis will be there starting at 10:00. George, you're at Summer League too, man.
Nope. Yep.
Man, so you'll miss Team Mason losing $100,000 in mythical money.
Oh wow! Look
he
at
was
that.
So wow. confident. He $100,000. Then he saw the lineup. Oh. No.
And he blames Ireland for it, right?
Ireland does not care.
So what are we going to blame in regards to free agency around the Western Conference for the Lakers? Because let's take a look. Let's take some inventory here. You guys ready? Give me some NBA music, DeAndre.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should have mentioned that earlier. That's my fault. But yeah, give me some NBA music because I want to be able to kind of take inventory on the Western Conference particularly because I think there's some teams that have improved. I think some teams are maybe, slightly improved, about the same. Some teams are worse. So I want to get into just kind of where each team is. All right, so let me start with the defending Western Conference champions, the Dallas Mavericks. So basically out, you've got Josh Green and Tim Hardaway Jr. In, you have Klay Thompson and Najee Marshall. I think they're slightly better. Oh, and they lost Derrick Jones Jr. Yeah. So I think they're, I would say, like, maybe slightly better, about the same if I had to guess. They're worse defensively, but better offensively. They could be good defensively depending on how much better Najee Marshall is in this role than he was in New Orleans. But he wasn't getting a lot of run in New Orleans at the end because they were playing younger guys. So I'm curious to see on a team with more veterans if how he plays defensively. So Dallas, let's just say at worst, they're about even. At best, they're slightly better.
But they made the move to try to get better. So
they did. Okay. They did make the move.
They didn't stand pat.
Correct. All right. So the Minnesota Timberwolves, I would say they didn't get worse, in my opinion. And they've gotten slightly better because Ant's going to be better. Like, that's just the reality. He's 22 years old.
Yeah, they get the experience from Anthony Edwards going there, going up in the playoffs, trying to figure things out, climbing back.
And keep a similar team, right? No.
They didn't really need to do much anyways.
Right. So they're slightly better, probably, in my opinion.
Okay, so there's two teams.
The Denver Nuggets have gotten worse. The Denver Nuggets at least have not worked. Yeah, well, I mean, they've lost KCP. Like, I don't think that helps them. And they haven't replaced them, in my opinion. So I am genuinely curious to see what the Denver Nuggets look like. So for right now, I would say they're slightly worse, but still better than the Lakers.
Okay, so that's three. Denver gets worse, but they're still number three.
Right. I'm not doing this in order.
I think you're in order because that's a good order right there, too. So.
No. The Warriors have gotten better, I think.
By subtraction, they got better?
I think that they needed Pajemski to grow. Yeah. And I think that wasn't going to be easy with Klay there.
Okay.
And understandably so.
Like, he's playing summer league for them too.
If I were Klay, I would feel very similarly. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not saying that to demean Klay.
Yeah.
They've also made some moves, right? Like, they added a guy like Buddy Hield. Who else did they add recently too? They added somebody else.
No, you're talking about the Warriors.
Yes. Okay. They're in talks for Lauri Markkanen, but they've added somebody else.
Kyle Anderson.
They traded for Kyle Anderson, who I like. I actually like that move.
And DeAnthony Melton.
Yeah.
And DeAnthony Melton, who's an excellent perimeter defender.
Yes, he's good on price picks.
They've added two good defensive guys in Kyle Anderson and DeAnthony Melton. So clearly, they're trying to bring different looks and a different balance to the team to play with Steph, basically. Because you got to be able to protect Steph defensively. He's going to have to carry so much of a burden offensively, more so than he has in a really long time. So at least until Kuminga and Pajemski start to grow. But if you get some guys who can play defense, that can help a little bit. So they got better. The Clippers got worse. Not slightly worse. Actually, not a lot worse is what I would say.
But they're regressing.
But they're not better. Because I like Derrick Jones Jr. He's a good defender. But he's very inconsistent offensively. You know, they bring back Nick Batum. But Nick Batum's old at this point. Like, you could squeeze out some games out of him. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think he's still very good defensively. But it's hard to say they're better, especially not knowing what Kawhi is going to look like for next season. So there's that. Oklahoma City definitely got better, okay? Yes. There's no question about it. They added Caruso and they add Hartenstein from the Knicks. Both guys really good, okay, in free agency. Let's see. The Rockets, they'll be better because they're just a young team with a couple of vets on it. Memphis is going to be better next year because they get Ja back and another year of a young team. Phoenix, I don't know. I don't know what they are.
That's not even somebody you can really count on, right?
Yeah, I don't know what Phoenix is yet, so I don't know.
Phoenix stay pat the way they are?
Maybe. I don't know. Huh. I'm still in a wait-and-see approach with them. The Pelicans are about to trade Brandon Ingram for Harrison Barnes and Kevin Huerter, and I actually like that for the Pelicans because B.I. is the better talent, obviously, out of those three. But if you're going to tell me you get two really good role players to play alongside Zion and CJ McCollum and DeJounte Murray, I like that better than just having B.I. Because Barnes is a guy who's still productive, a veteran who's won a championship, and is absolutely willing to play a role. And I think that's really important if you're the New Orleans Pelicans when you're kind of just like figuring out your hierarchy, you know what I'm saying, with your top players. So I think they're better. The Kings, we'll see if they get DeRozan. If they get DeRozan, they're better. The Spurs have gotten a little better with Chris Paul. I think they got a vet there to help Wemby. I mean, they're not a threat yet, but they're better. And Utah has not gotten better than neither as Portland. No. But that's kind of the West right there for you. So a lot of teams have gotten at least a little better.
Only a few teams you're like, whatever about. Like New Orleans, whatever you're going to do. Phoenix.
No, I like New Orleans.
No, but it's just, BI. But you make that trade, but it's not somebody you're really going to think about, right?
If you're, yeah, but they're good.
Yeah, but if you're, they're going to be better than the Lakers?
They might.
Damn. Trading BI, they can still get better.
Yeah, I think you get... DeAndre, you tell me. Wouldn't you, I mean, it's not like Harrison Barnes is like this just some washed up dude. Like that guy's still playing at a high level.
He is, yeah.
Like he's an elite role player is what I would call him at this stage. And he's got respect of everybody the minute he walks in that locker room.
That he does, yeah.
Okay. So he's a veteran guy. You need those guys on the roster.
It's just
those
crazy.
Hold on. Those veteran guys that everybody's got to respect when they speak. And Barnes is one of those guys. And they don't really have that on that roster other than CJ. And I don't know if CJ needs a little help in that role.
CJ McCollum?
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying that CJ's bad at it. I just think that him and Barnes together, that's like a good mix there in the locker room.
So you're going to tell me you trade BI and the Lakers are still looking up at him?
Maybe. I think that's possible. Yeah.
And
Herter's an elite shooter.
No, Herter, I like him. I like him.
Herter's an elite shooter, and I think Barnes is an elite role player.
And Barnes got he's got playoff experience too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's able to carry that over to the Pelicans to give. I mean, McCollum's got playoff experience as well. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, Harrison Barnes has been there. He's done that. He knows what it takes.
Yeah, won a championship.
I'm just looking at it from the Lakers' perspective as a fan. Like, okay, you trade away a player like Brandon Ingram, who you know is a Laker. Excellent player, what he's done with this team. You're trading him, you're thinking you're regressing.
He's not a max player, though, Brandon Ingram, and that's the problem. They're going to have to pay him like one. And if you're going to have to do that, you might as well trade him because you're not.
Exactly. Business-wise, it's a smart move to make.
If you pay Brandon Ingram $54 million or whatever it is, your franchise is what it is. There's no chance to get better.
Yeah, you're handicapped and you're not going to do anything at all. You're going to be Brandon Ingram and ninth place, right? But it just. Again, the frustration for the Laker perspective. Other people making moves, and you're still looking up at them.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting season, man. I am telling you. I am genuinely curious to see how it unfolds. I have no real feel. You can make a case for me that the Lakers finish like fourth in the West and 10th in the West. Like if anywhere in between those, I could be like, sure, you can make a case for that. I'd buy it.
It's an exciting game every night. You never know where you're going to be in the standings.
Funchy, am I crazy to say that? Like that they could, like I could see them if everything breaks their way, it could be like a 4 seed and everything goes not their way. They're like a 10 seed.
Yeah. I mean, even if everything doesn't go their way, it could be like a 12 seed, man. It could be, they could be out, totally out. They could be a lottery team.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
But the West is that good. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Might I add that the Thunder got better, too?
Good.
Yeah Caruso. Really and Caruso.
It seems like every team gets better except for the Lakers, like for the past 3 seasons during the offseason. So this is what happens.
All right. Well, this has been a fun episode.
We ain't lying to you.
Yeah.
All right. No cap. Nobody wants to play the Lakers.
But you know what we'll do to make up for it? You're going to give them some love about Asada Fest. You're going to let them know what's up.
Yeah, and if you've been listening all show long, you've been taking notes. I know you knew what happened. It's time to win some tickets. Here's your chance to win your way to Asada Fest presented by Northgate Market. Right now, caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN. 877.
Actually, you know what? Caller 7 and 8. We're giving out 2 pairs a day.
No, two pairs. Just give out one. Let me keep the other ones.
Okay.
Man. All right. Caller 7 and 8. Sorry, DeAndre. I was trying to get you some tickets. 7 and 8 right now at 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Correctly answer the trivia question based on today's show. You win a pair of VIP tickets to hang out with me and Hijo de Santo at Asada Fest July 13th at Rolling Greens in downtown LA. Be caller number 7 and 8. Right now at 877-710-ESPN.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean 3 times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Funchy, you take it away.
Thank you, Sedano. Let me put up my big deal, no deal. Dak Prescott recently suffered a minor foot sprain injury that temporarily required him to wear a walking boot. He was seen around Cabo San Lucas earlier this week with a walking boot. People were posting pictures up on Twitter. It's unclear when it happened or how long he's wearing a boot. But the Cowboys hold their first training camp practice in Oxnard on July 25th. Is this a big deal, no deal, Sedano?
Nah, no deal. I mean, he's already got it off, and he's going to be ready for training camp, so then no.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Not a big deal. It's a walking boot for a reason, so he can walk.
Right? Well, I mean, it's close to training camp. He's wearing
weeks,
a yeah.
I mean, you got to trust. I mean, these guys get round-the-clock treatment, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not, like, super worried. If they're not saying he's not going to miss training camp, then I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. And there's amazing doctors in Mexico. The water will heal you. Don't worry about it.
Especially in Cabo.
Oh, Cabo, the rich water. So you're good. I'll be there in a couple of weeks, man. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is not really a big deal, no deal. Two words, Beto. Ryan Garcia. What happens with him?
By the way, do you guys have? Sorry, I don't mean.
No. Go ahead.
Didn't you text me? Who was it that texted our group chat the stuff about the Dak Prescott thing that Cam Newton said?
I did.
Oh, do we have the audio of that or no?
We can get it real quick.
No, I can get it real quick, though.
Yeah, get it, because I would love to do that after we're done here, because Raider fans got all mad at me because I was talking about Dak Prescott to the Raiders the other day.
That's right.
And, I mean, I didn't play professional quarterback and win an MVP, and I feel like I've got one of those on my side here. So we can get to that in a second, but go ahead, Funchy. Yeah. Give me the
Beto, Ryan Garcia, what's up on it, man? What's going on?
Disappointing. He's been suspended by the WBC, but he's also been suspended by the New York Athletic Commission. He went on this Spaces and just signed everything. Disgusting what he said. Golden Boy had issued a statement today about how they don't condone it. Kid's a mess. He's lost, and he's been enabled his entire career by his friends and family, and there's no action. There's no reason for him to be saying anything like that, and if I don't see him for a while, I'm okay with it.
All right. Is he ever, like... Is he going to box again? Like, I mean,
it's boxing. They'll find a way to get it because they condone a lot of stuff. But everybody comes out in the beginning like, oh, we don't. No. Until you can line somebody's pockets. Yeah.
All right.
It feels like boxing in general.
Yeah, just in general.
All right, guys. I got one more. Another football one. Apparently, almost a month ago, Aaron Rodgers was gone from Jets minicamp.
To Egypt.
Yep. Yeah, he went to Egypt. Exactly. He went to Egypt doing whatever Aaron Rodgers does in Egypt. I would love to go to Egypt with him and see what he does. Does he go to the pyramids? Does he do ayahuasca somewhere? I don't know, dude. But
Aaron.
It comes out now that the Jets and his teammates weren't mad at him at all.
Let me tell you something. All right, listen. Let me explain something to you. Okay? Aaron Rodgers be getting away with all sorts of craziness. Yeah. Okay? Like, and I get it. You like, it's like a kid, right? You what's the saying? You give him a hand, they take the arm or whatever. You just give him a finger, they take your hand or whatever.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers just doing that now. Like, remember, he was acting out against the Packers back then. Like, are the Jets really that surprised that he's like, sorry, dude, no training camp, no OTAs for me. I'm going to be in Egypt. And people just find out that he's there. Like, this is what you signed up for if you're the Jets.
Bye.
Good luck. You got weird-ass Aaron Rodgers. You got weird-ass Aaron Rodgers on your team, okay? This isn't even like, 10 years ago Aaron Rodgers, where you'd be like, I don't care how weird he is. That dude's a beast. He's throwing 45 touchdowns and like 3 picks. Like, give me that dude all day long. I don't know if he's going to be that dude coming off an Achilles. Maybe he is. And if he is, then he'll earn that still. But I don't know.
You mean to tell me that the Jets aren't like legit mad at him for just he hasn't played all last year. He's coming off an Achilles. Yeah. He's not around a facility, looks like.
It's almost so, like, good, don't be here.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to Egypt. Yeah, he's 40, so he's not going to, he's not so spring chicken anymore. So what's going on, dude? Like, why are the Jets mad? Like, I'd be mad.
Why are you mad?
Because he's just stealing money from the Jets. Just stealing money.
I
want to steal money from someone too, Beto and Sedano.
Come do this show. Be me. You can steal kinds of money, bro.
There you go. Beto stealing money.
Every time I show up. I love your passion. I didn't know you were a Jets fan.
I'm not a Jets fan.
You are really mad about this. I do too. I love your passion.
No, but it's just like, what?
You're ready to
go
work with Mad Dog. You're ready to go.
I am.
He doesn't know about Vinny Testaverde. Joe Namath never would have done this.
DeAndre, is your boy Fungi all worked up or what, bro?
But still, well, though, hold on.
I want to hear what fake Fungi would say about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have fake Fungi.
Give me a West Covina Fungi. What would he say?
Hey, DeAndre, you're the fake Fungi. Go ahead.
That's you now,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. Why is Rodgers doing this? Come on, man. Rodgers doing this. The Jets are dumb, man. Why? Yeah, man, they're dumb. They're dumb.
Oh, my God.
But you're right, Fungi. He's weird as hell, man.
But
let's just say,
Sedano, you took off to go to Egypt for two weeks. ESPN is not going to be like in your corner.
Right, not told anyone. Right, yeah, that is weird. Yes. But he's weird. This is what the Jets signed up for. They signed up for weird midlife crisis Aaron Rodgers.
I just have a feeling. Can I have another opinion here? I'm going to get in my soapbox. I just have a feeling that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play for the Jets at all. Like, he's just going to retire.
Oh, you think like he's just
going to take the money? He's just going to take that money.
Oh, no.
Come on.
He's going to try to play.
Yeah, man.
You think he's not going to try to...
Yeah, man.
I just have a feeling like before week one, I'm just going to retire and just travel the world and, you know.
No. I mean, he's capable of that.
Seek the truth of life or something. Something like that.
Wow. I love how Fudge is just ripping the living crap out of Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, what did Aaron Rodgers do to you, man?
I mean, for real, dog.
Sorry for losing it. Wow.
Fungi, I would say this. I wouldn't summarily dismiss you. If there was anybody that was just going to say, you know what, I'm good, and just like retire, it could be him. But I do think the one thing he loves doing is proving people wrong, and he's going to try to come back from this Achilles thing. So
yeah, man.
I'm going to spend $1 million and travel the world to see if there's like an afterlife or something. Like that's, it's something Aaron Rodgers would say.
If he finds an afterlife, good for him. I would hope he finds it. Let me know.
DeAndre.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Jets are dumb, man. Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, come on, man. Yeah, I mean, this is bringing a big deal about the, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
I'm here. The DeAndre impersonation is amazing in person.
It's better to see in person.
Oh,
yes.
The manner. I lost it right now. I really just.
It's very good. It's very good.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Whew, all right. Well, Fungi, I know you're mad about Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you very much.
Big deal, clearly.
Thank you for letting me get on my soapbox. Thank you very much.
No worries. Feel free. Actually, that could be a segment. Fungi's soapbox.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that.
Oh. I just want to know what you're mad about, Fungi.
I'd love that. Like, I would love that, Sedano. Please, like once a week, I would love to have that segment.
You've got like a lot of pent up.
I do.
Frustrated Fridays. He's like who's that guy that works with Michael K? He gets his update guy just gets mad. He goes on.
I don't know.
No, but he just goes on.
Don LaGreca.
That's gonna be fun.
Oh, dude, that's his update guy.
LaGreca's on this. Oh, he's cool, right? LaGreca's on the side, but he has the silver fox hair, and he gets worked up. He's like a bear looking. Oh my goodness.
Fungi gets mad. That's
frustrated Friday.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Let's go.
There you go. All right, that is big deal or no deal. Oh, each and every day at approximately 6:30. So, what are we doing here? We have the Asada giveaway.
We have this. We still have more callers coming in. We don't have. We still have callers that are still don't know the question. So we have to have more callers call in.
So did you already provide the question?
I did provide the question, not on the air, but I would. I do when I when
we
call
do
in.
It on the air.
Yeah, we should.
So what are we doing, Funch? Aaron Rodgers got to you, bro.
He did.
Here's the
question of the day. Who is you? So Donna knows a publicist. Who does that publicist represent?
Oh,
that was a good one. That was from early in the
show.
That was a good one.
So people call in. If they can answer the question, we get two people, you know, they get to Asada Fest tickets.
There we go.
Perfect.
So call 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. All right, Dealer's Choice is up next, and hopefully we have a winner for the Asada Fest. Yeah. That's all coming up in just a second.
When is the last time you made s'mores? Crunchy, gooey, and with everyone's favorite, Hershey's Milk Chocolate. Whether you're making new memories with your friends beside a campfire, inviting neighbors over for a casual cookout, or cooking s'mores in the oven with your family on a rainy day, enjoy some more of each other with Hershey's S'mores. Find Hershey's milk chocolate bars at your favorite retailer. Time to s'more some more.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, ooh. Debbie Deb.
Oh, I was bumping this on Wednesday because the weekend
was here already, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're the only fools working today.
Nah, we're the smart ones because we're here for the people. We love the people. I guess somebody was saying that this was sampled in Kendrick's, one of their songs, but I haven't heard, but yeah.
Jam right here, no matter what.
What are you doing this weekend, George?
We got games this weekend.
Okay.
And I'm going to the Dodger game tomorrow, too.
Oh, you are going on Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice. Milwaukee in town.
Yeah. Jackson one. Churio.
All right. Good.
By the way, do we have a winner for a Southern Fest or what?
Funch! We got winners or what? See? You guys get mad at me for yelling at them.
We do. We got Drew, who's on line right now. Who's on line four? Line four. Drew, you there?
What up?
Yes, sir. What up, yo?
All right, what's up, man? Thank you for listening all day long, all week long. We appreciate you listening. All right, so the question is this, okay? Today, I mentioned I had a friend who was the publicist for a famous person. Who was the famous person they were a publicist for?
It's Hov, Jay-Z.
Hey! Yes, sir. You got it. Congratulations. So there you go. You score some VIP tickets to Asada Fest July 13th at Rolling Greens here in downtown LA. Beto, you're going to be in the house with my man here?
Absolutely,
no?
Drew. The inaugural Asada Fest presented by Northgate Market. Go to theasadafest.com for tickets or just hit up Drew because he has an extra VIP one. It's going to be a great day, great setup, food from all over, music, and there's going to be Lucha Libre. Hijo de Santo will be there, and I'm going to be one of the MCs for the wrestling. So let's go.
There you go. Congrats, brother. Appreciate you. We're going to put you on hold. Funchy's going to take care of you.
There you go.
I got a barking dog now. I don't know what's happening. Everybody's left. I thought the dog was here in the room with me. I looked around. I'm like, oh, he's not here. I'm looking for him in the yard during the break, and he's sitting at the door.
Just chilling?
He's like, because my wife and kids are gone. He's like looking out the door. I'm like, bro, they ain't coming back.
Somebody pay attention to me.
Yeah. They left, all right? They're coming back later. You're gonna see them later. Like, just, what are you doing? Like, barking at the door ain't going to change that they're gone, okay?
Imagine if you did around the horn from the house.
Oh, no. Yeah, we couldn't do that.
No. What's the dog's name?
Benny,
yeah. We up in the mix right there.
Benito.
Yeah. Santiago?
Yeah. What's that?
Look, Benny's distracting you. I said Benito Santiago.
No, DeAndre was telling me in my ear that we have the Cam Newton sounds. That's why I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no. I'll save that for Monday, bro. Let Cappy do that, bro. It's dealer's choice, man.
It is dealer's choice. That's true.
Come on now.
But do you have 7 minutes worth of dealer's choice? Cappy doesn't have seven minutes.
I got a few. I got a few.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because
let the man rip
them. I don't know when I'm going to be back. So I like this. All right. So I want to shout out this young man who I met at the Mercado North game when we had the Mexico viewing party and the USA viewing party. On Instagram, in the Circle of Trust, his name is Jay Guidos. Jayguidos. Great dude. Took his family to the Mercado Northgate. Got to know him. Salvadorian kid. He's in the community. And he has this awesome thing, George. One, great listener. Knows everything that goes on. Good looking kid. He's going to be replacing us pretty soon if he wants to get in this business. But he has something called the hashtag Fire Fridays. It's his desire to support and uplift the community. He noticed that many students that he works with lacked access to clean shoes, which can impact their self-esteem and overall well-being, and he wanted to make a tangible difference in their lives. So what he did is he came up with this Fire Fridays passion project. So he works with an organization called Shoes That Fit. You can add them at Shoes That Fit for their donation to the many students. Cleaning shoes and inspiring students through conversations one soul at a time. So it's also with Western Youth Services in the OC. So he's actually the behavioral health specialist coordinator, Jimmy Guidos. So he's the one who spearheaded the Impacto initiative, man.
That's
so
cool, man.
Yeah, so it's great job. So make sure you follow him. He's in the Circle of Trust, Jay Guidos. Hats off to you. Great job, young man. All right, the second thing I have.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Oh, well, there's a couple. Well, one, it's this is, give me a little sad right here. So today is my brother's birthday.
Okay.
Then I could do it. No. Woo-wee. So he passed away 2 years ago. So, I thought I was going to do it. We're good. My brother Alfredo passed away 2 years ago. And today was his birthday. As he would say, shut up and just do your job. He was a big supporter, big listener of the station. And I've never talked about it, but he passed away from cancer. So as Cappy was talking about a colonoscopy the other day, make sure you go and do it. Check it out. Get it done. He waited a little bit too long, so he got caught up with them. But he was a fighter. Big sports fan. Listen to the station. He's the brother who always told people that my brother doesn't work on radio. He didn't claim me. So he was the guy. So today's it would have been his 53rd birthday. So I thought I was going to be able to do it. I thought I could do it.
I mean, you did get through it.
Yeah. So anyways, happy birthday, Alfredo. All right. Damn, my mom's going to get mad at me.
Why is she going to get mad at you? I thought you did a great job, man.
Porque está llorando. So, you know, my mom would be like, man, don't be talking about him. So just happy birthday to him. And then my other brother, Gabriel, is going to be at his retirement party tomorrow. We talked about him, the principal, his retirement party tomorrow. But this brought me up to the picture I sent you, George. You know, connecting with your roots, the neighborhood. I brought up the neighborhood I was at yesterday. They had the party yesterday. And I saw somebody I went to kindergarten with, Juanito, and his brother, Carlitos. And we hadn't seen each other in a while. You know?
Now, did Juanito and Carlitos both go to kindergarten with you?
Well, they're Mexican twins.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe maybe Carlitos older than Juanito.
Yeah, so Juanito, then Carlitos was in preschool right after us. But they lived at the end of the street. Saw them yesterday. Hadn't seen them in years. And just the reconnection that you go back with it. And I know we mess around on the radio, but I was telling you, George, that we're talking with them for an hour and stuff like that, just telling you how proud I am of you and what you're doing on TV and on radio and boxing, all that good stuff. And when you just go back to connecting to your roots, I know, George, you live here, but you know Miami's still home for you, your mom being there and your family. But when you get people that remember you from like kindergarten and like the bike rides and everything else, it was just really, really cool. So yeah. I can't recommend that enough. If you could always go home and find the people who were there for you. Because then afterwards, we ended up texting Stizo, who listens to the station. We texted Jim. And I
realized, about Gordo Chunky? Where was he at?
Gordo Chunky, I met him as an adult. But he also listens. But yeah, it's okay. It was
my
cool.
favorite one of your friends, just because I love his name.
Well, that's his Instagram, Gordo Chunky. It is his name. But it was cool to hear that people listen and how proud they are of you when you don't even, I didn't even know they knew where I worked.
Right.
You know,
right.
And hearing that kind of connection and then just hearing people, you know, we talk about how 710 is for the city, right? How it is, you're out there, and with the Mandy's, we give ourselves these crazy awards, right, for ourselves, but we really do make an impact. And one of them did say, like, dude, I drive all over Southern California listening to you fools all day long, and you guys keep it happy for us. So sometimes, and I'm guilty of that, is you forget that you're doing a job that mm-hmm. really is that dream. So I just wanted to say a shout out to everybody that's out there listening that, you know, that you grew up with or you know, and it's awesome to hear that people are there rooting for you, man. So that was it.
Right. And then there's the guys in the Circle of Trust that said they'd rather listen to Dead Air than you or me.
Well, then them too.
Yeah.
Them too. That's right. It.
Well, but if you don't have haters, you ain't doing it right.
Oh, believe me. That's the positive stuff. I also heard a lot of things about how bad I am from these two guys. So they let me know how they don't like certain things that I do too. But, you know, them, I'd like to tell them, whatever. You guys don't know radio, bro. But yeah, so but nah, man, it was cool to just to reconnect with the people.
No,
that
for sure,
go,
that like, sounds
yeah.
awesome, man.
Yeah, then yeah, so you know, we ended up starting FaceTiming other people, and then the water balloon. It was just out there. Just it really did feel like the Mexican satellite yesterday. The whole neighborhood, right? Everybody just running up and down, man.
Who had cool. the big dog in your neighborhood?
Oh,
that you couldn't go into their yard when you hit the ball in there,
man. Okay, so that was down the street. That was Louie, and his other neighbor Tanker. So they had the pit bulls that were never on the leash. But yeah. They moved away.
Yeah, you were like, oh, if the ball went in there, forget that.
Yeah,
I didn't go in there.
Yeah, that was at Tanker's house. So then you realize the names. We started throwing the names. There was Frankie. There was Punky. There was a Pumpkin. Yeah. There was a Tanker. And I'm like, But none of them were cholos. It's just names that were given to you. Yeah, man. So that was it. So yeah, so happy birthday to my late brother Alfredo. I got
yeah,
through
man.
It.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sir. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy,
so that was good. So thanks for letting me have that, George.
Yeah, of course, bro. All right. Well, we're kind of done here. What is coming on after us? Is it just ESPN Radio?
Because yeah, right, the yeah, and then right? At 9 o'clock we have the Road to Copa.
Yeah, Road to Copa with Denholm. Oh. So all you want who want the soccer breakdown? Yeah, the soccer breakdown. Denholm and Mario have it for you, so don't be yelling at us.
That's sweet. All right, we're done here. Coming up next is ESPN Radio, then the Road to Copa. Yeah. After that, great job, Funchy. Don't let Beto beat you
nah,
up.
Nah, great job,
oh,
Funch.
No,
man. Frustrated.
Great
Funch.
Show today, guys. Love
frustrated
it.
Frustrated Funch, baby.
Great job, frustrated Funch. That could be a segment. DeAndre, shout out to DeAndre. Shout out to Beto. Job. Everyone, have a great, safe holiday weekend. See ya.